is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. And it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak.
News for the Soul is now in its 25th year of broadcasting. Tune in live or visit the archives at newsforthesoul.com. That's newsforthesoul.com.
News for the Soul phone lines are now open. Call in now for a free intuitive reading on the air. Dial 646-595-4274. That's 646-595-4274.
It's time now on the News for the Soul Network for the psychic love doctor, Deborah Lee and friends. Since 1996, Deborah has done unique, powerful, life-affirming readings with a deck of ordinary playing cards using the personal prophecy card reading method her grandmother taught her many years ago. Call in now for your reading with Deborah today, 646-595-4274. Let's welcome the psychic love doctor back to News for the Soul now.
Hello, everybody. For a tiny studio audience, they sure sound loud, don't they? And boisterous, big. Anyway, we want to welcome you, those who are listening on newsforthesoul.com, and those also who are watching on Facebook, where we are streaming live on the Psychic Love Doctor show page. So you don't have to belong. It's open to all. If you'd like to join and come see us, this is a great place for you to go, especially if you're international. Of course, we don't expect you to call in because the roaming charges, well, they will,
gouge you.
They will gouge big time. So what we do is if we have a slump in the calls that are coming in, we turn to you because there's a chat area in there, and we will see if any of you would like to have a reading on newsforthesoul.com. So with that said, and let me first, before I turn things over to Jimbo Baggins, who's riding shotgun with me, I am using, as the announcement, you know, the announcer said, ordinary playing cards, not tarot, not Oracle, not cute little kitten cards. we will be giving you an angel card reading during the show, but this is the method we're using, ordinary playing cards. The method is called personal prophecy. And I think that's my part, and now it's yours.
Yeah, my part. Well, I'm glad you gave me a little time because all the stuff going on, scammers, troll went in there and started just hammering everybody. I didn't notice it right away.
So long.
Laura's like, hey, there's one in here.
Oh,
so
gosh.
That person is gonzo now, but I was busy. But anyway, like you folks.
Who's looking for a couch?
No. This is I am the king. I will give you a reading. I am the shiznap. I am the shizzle. Like it's Snoop Dogg trolls or something like that. I am that. Anyway. We want to remind everybody the show is for entertainment and informational purposes only. Sometimes I'm going to say it at like
intervals or what?
I'm going to say it like 78. Remember the speed they used to have, 78?
Oh, yeah.
Say it real fast, like they do on TV. And you know what's funny, though, is the ones that they're doing disclaimers.
Yeah.
So the guy's saying it really, 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 really fast. That drug could kill you. So you say it so fast, you might not even know it. This drug could kill you. Make your ears fall off, your penis fall off. You know, it's saying all that
anal
stuff.
Anal leakage, so forget
yeah,
about
I mean,
that.
All that
oh,
stuff.
Yeah, and don't forget, what's the other one about the drugs?
Oh, yeah.
If you're allergic.
My favorite. Yeah, that is my favorite. Don't take this drug we're advertising if you're allergic to it. Thank you, because I was about to take an overdose of it. You know, I didn't know that if you're allergic to it, that'd be bad.
No, you're allergic.
Well, that's the other one, too. It's a brand new drug.
You're allergic to it. But you're dead.
That female voice you're hearing is our Veronica. She'll be giving you your angel card reading.
Yeah, it is
she
an angel card reading.
She also
Monday.
Is taking notes on your reading.
Hello.
So in case we have to refer back at some point, she's able to do that. And she does a lot of other stuff, too.
Yeah.
So anyway, she's wearing many hats, but she prefers to be off camera. So her beauty isn't going to burn up the internet.
And I'm not playing around on my phone like a teenager. I'm talking to Command Central.
So. Oh, and everybody, please hang with us till the end of the show, because right near the end, I am going to teach you a healing method that you can use in so many ways to heal you through memory. And I'll teach that to you later. Okie dokie.
All right. Let's give that number out.
All right.
To our folks that are listening, because we have multiple platforms that listen to the show, like the Blog Talk broadcast and stuff. That goes on many different platforms. So
many different hats.
Yes. So we want to give that number out in case they did not see it when they were connecting. 646-595-4274. That is the number to call in. When you call in, and you'll get a couple automated messages, and say, oh, yeah, stand by. And when you start hearing the show, you're in the queue, you're all good, you're safe and sound. You're not going to be forgotten. It's not like calling the government, you're not calling the IRS, and you're going to sit there on hold for 436 years. You're on a list, you're good, right? As long as you can hear the show. If you get disconnected, call right back.
And if you get called into the show, brought in, don't be on speakerphone.
Well, you want to keep going with that since I – didn't you start on it? I was going to start talking about the protocol. That
yes,
it,
please go ahead. The red carpet is rolled
out. Well, I'm just
out.
Saying, I could just sit here and play on the phone if you want to do the whole show there, Tootsie Pop. Here's the deal, all right? Also, because when you're on hold, every normal human being on earth wants to be on speakerphone because you can not go insane. But when you hear us, when you go live, get off the speakerphone. It's bad on our end.
Chicken.
Okay. It's just by the time we hear it on our end going through the internet, whatnot, cell phone towers, sometimes we can't understand anything you're really saying.
No.
Same if you're moving around. It's cool to move around when you're on hold. Why would you want to just sit there? You might as well do stuff. But once we come through, please find a place to chill, relax. If you walk around a lot, even if you're not on speakerphone, it can still get choppy by the time we hear it.
Exactly.
Background noises, if you're outside, you could be huffing and puffing if you're walking fast. Over here. sounds like one of the old school prank phone calls when everybody used to have real phones, the heavy breather calls. And other noises, the car windows down because it might be a beautiful fall, I guess.
Fall?
If you're in Australia or spring day if you're here. Depending on what hemisphere you're in. And, those wind sounds can be really bad, even just outside with a little bit of a 10-mile-an-hour breeze or something. And it's like...
True enough.
Sound like the old Flea Stack from the old 70s Land of the Lost things.
I love that show.
She knew it. And then they did the remake. I didn't watch it. But,
No, I didn't either. I love
did
the
I elbow you? I'm sorry.
No, it's, you're all right.
2 minutes for elbowing.
Maybe you know that.
Yep. And last but not least, background noises. Also, if you've got kids, I don't know what else
pets.
You might have.
Put them away.
Chimpanzees. Put them all in the same cage and give them some balls to play with or something.
Let them run in the streets. Give them whatever. Yeah.
Put those little Chinese handcuffs, thumb handcuffs on them all, so they can't do squat.
The fingers.
Yeah, or they'll sit there.
They'll
go crazy and just try to figure it out, and maybe they'll keep their yaps shut.
Kids now do not have a clue how long we spent trying to get those things off our fingers, and all we needed to do was just push our hands.
Yes, you had to do the opposite.
I did not know that.
Oh my goodness.
God. Yeah.
Oh, now the secret's out.
Okay,
all right,
then.
One more time, 646-595-4274, and let's take caller numero uno. We're going to go to area code 631, which is in New York. 631, first caller.
Welcome to the show, first caller. What's your first name,
Welcome
please?
Welcome to the jungle.
Hi, my name is Behendra.
Hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
Welcome back.
How are you guys? I'm good. Today I just wanted to ask a quick question. I'm dating a specific, I'm in a complicated situation with somebody named Bobby. I had called about him before, in the past.
Okay.
Basically, he asked me to be on a break, okay? So I allowed the break to happen. But I don't know if he wanted me to react a certain way, maybe be like, no, I don't want us to go on a break, because after he said he wanted to be on a break, I got mad, wanted to block him, but he didn't want, us to stop talking. He just wanted a break, and he was telling me he wanted me to fight for it. So recently...
Okay.
So
that was a little like the Ross and Rachel syndrome. Okay, so go... Please, we're hanging on your every word. What's happened since?
I know the story.
Ever since that, though, he's been doing, like, little things. I don't know if he's trying to get me upset so he can get a reaction out of me, maybe to see if I care about him. So I just wanted to know if you pick up the energy, if he wants me to care for him more, or if he feels like if I care for him, or maybe I'm just not giving him too much of my energy, so he's getting freaked out or something.
Okay, I have a question.
All right, go ahead there, Veronica.
Do you want to be with him?
I do.
Okay.
I have a question. Who asked for the break?
He did.
He asked for the break, I guess, because I was, quote-unquote, stressing him out.
Because you were what?
Stressing him out.
That's interesting, because that's not what I read that as. But,
okay, tell
me. I mean, not from her point of view.
No. From your male point of view.
From my male point of view,
he is
interested in exploring some other avenues that you might be mad about if you weren't on a break.
Oh, I miscounted these. That would be terrible.
That's why I look at it. Because I'm a guy. I'm not Jesus Christ. I'm not one of those. I'm not one of the angels in her angel reading. I've been doing some things back in the day.
So do you think he wanted to keep her in rotation?
He doesn't want to.
He doesn't want to go.
He doesn't want to burn a bridge.
Right.
But he wants to check out some other bridges.
She wants to see him.
Or probably one in particular. I think one in particular. Somebody caught his eye. Now this is me. So don't take this with a grain of salt. I'm not doing cards. So Deb will tell you that she gets the cards laid out. That's the one you listen to.
Right.
This is the guy being a guy telling you.
Yeah. Well, honestly,
there isn't a guy on earth that wants to take a break from a chick that he really wants to be with, because he might lose her forever.
And that would be the thing, right?
Yes. I'm telling you, he's exploring.
But I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to lie. I feel like I have been stressing him out.
You have been stressing him out?
But still.
In what way?
I have been.
Well, what have you done that you think has stressed him out?
Honestly, because I feel it's like a work thing. I feel like he's trying to balance his life out with work and trying to balance me out. And I've been like really like, I don't know, been stressing him out, thinking that he's cheating or doing something, or been arguing with him about certain things. And it's like I know kind of like almost his every move, because he keeps me in the loop with everything. But it's still like, I don't know. I think past situations that happened to me, it's kind of like I haven't forgave certain things from my past. So it's like, I haven't.
I see what you're saying.
I have to ask
kind of baggage.
How old is he?
He's older than me. I'm a little bit younger than him.
Is it like significant or just a couple of years?
Like 30s?
No, I am 22. He's like 26.
At that age, there's a little bit of a difference there at that age. Yeah.
And I think he is still caught up in the, like, bumblebee syndrome of...
He's trying to pollinate?
Yes, he's pollinating. Here's the thing, and I think I've really nailed him here with your reading. He wants you... And I think he has feelings for you, but he's not sure if he should put all his eggs in one basket.
Oh, yeah, he's playing
with
the field.
You.
Playing the field, exactly. That's exactly.
He wants to see if he can find somebody who gets more, you know, more of his. I don't know what you want to call
it. Back and forth game.
Yeah.
She should put his glam on it.
Let's be on a break and blah.
He
blah,
doesn't
blah.
Want to give you up.
Nope.
Yeah.
Or he would have just said goodbye.
And I think he wants a cage match between you and another girl.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which you have not going to fight for.
You got to stand up for yourself there.
Oh, hell no. And I'll tell you, if you'd give him the smackdown, isn't that what you
mean? I would definitely give him an elbow.
And just say, hey, you know what?
The people's elbow.
I'm not going to wait.
I'm not playing.
I'm not sitting around waiting for you to act.
No.
Right.
Yep.
If I'm not enough for you, audience.
Driving the you can't be the co-pilot. You need to be the pilot of that relationship.
And then he's going something terrible.
Yes, that'll change his demeanor drastically.
But he's going to go through a real rampage as a whole.
He'll have a little tantrum.
Yeah, he's going to lay everything that moves.
And he's going to come back crawling.
He's going to come back to you, and then you get to decide
if
you want him back or not.
Because here's the new rules.
But what he's doing to is unfair.
Yep.
It's inappropriate.
It's immature.
Immature.
100%.
26 years old. Yeah.
Yeah, it's 100% cloak and dagger crap.
Yeah, I'd be like, I don't think so.
And you know what? I've got to tell you, the upshot is you kick him to the curb when he comes back, and I'm going to say within 3 months, if not way sooner, he's going to come back ready to step up, be a man for you, and he'll put effort into this relationship.
Is there a possibility she may find somebody that...
She would be like, I'm sorry, we're done. We're not waiting around for that.
I don't know if you see it in the cards.
Yeah, I want to tell you, please don't sit around and like knit afghans.
That'd be a terrible thing to do.
If you get asked out for a date, you go and look like a million bucks when you do.
Even on a break.
Yeah.
You know, that's the reason guys ask for breaks. It's a license to cheat. Then it's not cheating. We're on a break.
Right.
Why'd you have sex with my friend?
Like Ross said on Friends.
We're on a break.
Ross said on Friends. We were on a break.
Yeah.
Right. They're the reason for that.
I don't know about Friends. I don't watch that show. But.
Oh, bull. You're right. Honey,
at gunpoint.
You want this man, you're going to have to shove off because you're not taking this deal.
You're not going to sit around while he says we're on a break and then throws a hissy fit.
And don't fight for him.
She knows all this. Don't you?
He needs to fight for you.
She kind of knows all this. You know, the way she asked the question.
Yeah.
She's got a good gut feeling. She
all right, let's give her an angel card.
Yeah, stand by.
Yeah. Angel card is Archangel Michael.
Whoa.
This is Crystal for intentions. Be clear about what you desire and focus upon it with unwavering faith.
Unwavering. Yes. Unwavering.
There you go, girl. Yep.
And no booty call.
Do not sell yourself short.
Nope.
And I'm a guy. Don't sell yourself short.
That's right.
This has been going on now for a couple of weeks, I'm assuming. I remember talking about this before. I would so have been done. I'm just saying.
Well, she's coming now.
Yeah.
Even if the person is late coming
every
to
person-
the... Please call us back and tell us how it's going.
I'd like to know. I'd like to know if he's hanging out.
He's going to chase the hell out of her.
The fact that she's here to ask, she's not an idiot.
No, she is definitely not.
An idiot.
No.
Okay, Bob.
A lady in Texas, just saying.
So, honey, you grab your empowerment that you are not going to play this game.
Women
you're
have not the, sitting around.
Women got the power of the poon.
The poon. Thank you so much for calling us. It's been
the nation have tumbled.
Take
thank
care,
you
hon.
So much. Thank you.
Yeah, please call back soon.
Oh yes, we want to hear from you again real soon. Wow, what a way to start the show
out. It was, and I recognized her voice, and then the name it was like a super click.
Yes.
Yep, I remember her.
She's adorable. You can just tell.
Oh, yeah, and she's...
And a sharp cookie.
For 22, she's not an idiot.
No, she's not.
I think she's
you're
like most, another one of those.
Your average 22-year-old wouldn't even have bothered calling. They would have just said, okay. And
she is going to find out her worth and value.
She's going to be like a few good men. And that's just going to be her saying that. You messed with the wrong Marine. Yep.
Got it.
Yep.
Well.
With the wrong chick. All right, let's give that number out. It is 646-595-4274. That is the number to call in. And we have another caller. We're going to go, next one is 423. I think we know who it is. The Volunteer State, Tennessee, 423. Batter up.
Welcome to the show there, Tennessee. What's your first name?
It's Damien.
Hello.
Good,
hey,
Damien.
Damien.
Oh, boy, I bet he's got some. Oh, he has some good updates.
Yes. We're all ears, Damien.
We are.
We are maximum attentive to your situation.
All right, so for this particular reading, let's just see if there's anything that could be stalling progress, like if there's any, like, unknowns that are keeping it from going forward, or if it's just, like, where things are as they need to be at this moment. So let's kind of focus on that with this reading. So
you're kind of curious that if there's anything going on that unforeseen, or is it just the process being slow, right?
Yeah.
That's what you want to know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I want to know, because I'll give a brief description as to what's happened. So the property went up for a sale, and someone was able to actually buy it, and it was successfully foreclosed on, even though they opted not to go through a non-judicial foreclosure. They opted to go through a judicial foreclosure because in their initial complaint, they said that they had no ready at law. Well, basically, the court has not deemed that foreclosure is appropriate or necessary and wanted it settled outside of court. Well, they just completely decided to up and do their own thing, and that's why I said last time, I think now by them doing that, they just tanked their case. So that's why I'm asking this question as well.
Okay.
I remember you talking about that something, but you didn't tell
us
specifically
what
it was that tanked your case. Now we know what it is.
Now we know, and I'm going to tell you there, Damien. If this doesn't swing, all right, first of all.
Not for him, he knows, but
no,
for everybody else.
For everybody else, I have to put out that disclaimer that I don't have the credentials.
Right.
No lawyers here.
None of us do.
Nope.
To give legal advice, medical advice, medical diagnoses, anything like that.
Yeah, I can give advice on making a rum and coke. That's about it.
But I can tell you what I think, what I feel, my opinion.
Right.
And what I'm seeing here is this should, how do I word this so it doesn't sound like I'm telling him. My feeling is, this is my feeling.
Yeah, the card, intuition for the cards, snapshot picture.
I see you right here. Right here. Do you see him? He's right there. And this designation in the card is all about the outcome of a particular situation.
Okay, sure.
This I see as him collecting the booty, him getting the...
I know what you're talking about, the booty. Not,
yeah.
not, like,
not
a booty,
booty call.
We're talking like the pirate booty, the chest treasure coin.
Yes.
Hey, Damien, are you still on Facebook Live watching?
Yeah, I'm actually sitting here by my computer.
Okay, well then, when she's showing the card that she's actually for you, you can see it. We have a lot of listeners that can't visually see,
can't
but she's
see
actually
it,
showing
but,
you the card.
Yeah, you can kind of see.
You can pick them up.
I think that you really need to get like a fire in your belly about all of this because your cards are showing the angrier and the more injured you come off in all of this. The
pain and suffering.
Yeah, better it's going to turn out for you in the end.
Yeah,
the compensation for the victim.
Yes, definitely. So,
okay.
You know, you are going to live long enough to see this come to a conclusion.
Yeah, the legal, you know, it's funny how they say, oh, it's all speedy. And everybody has a right to a speedy trial. It's like, yeah, that word is relative, isn't it?
It could, the thing is, it could take so long. Oh,
That is
in like 5 years, right, Damien? I mean, it could be.
Yes, we're 5 years into this.
5 years.
A lot of lawyers make money per hour, per day. A lot of them.
And
there, no rush.
Watch out for that woman. She's evil. Mm-hmm. That woman is, I'd be like, a biatch. You know, that's around this situation.
Mm-hmm.
Don't lose your temper to her. Don't put. Ammunition.
Right, that's the thing. Don't give her any legal ammunition of being harassing
or anything
like
that. But you are sitting in your
patience.
I mean, like handsomely. Pretty.
Yes. You keep breaking up, so you're kind of cutting in and out. I can't really hear.
Okay. Watch the replay when we post it.
Okay.
And you do look real good. As far as your position.
So the outcome,
we
say is good.
I think it's favorable. Very, very favorable.
Sure. And, yeah, definitely keep in touch. You know how to reach us, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah. Damien, just keep the faith. All right? And
here's your angel card.
Yeah, do that.
Your angel card
hey, angel
is
card.
Archangel Shamu.
Angel
yeah,
card.
Your angel card.
I'm going to go slowly because you said it was facing out. Peace.
Oh.
Archangel Shamuel, peace. Peace comes from remembering that only love is real. And I think because you loved your dad, I think that good will win in the end. Because you don't have anything the others are going for.
Yeah.
Horrible.
So just hang in there, hon, and we will keep you surrounded with angels like you never saw before.
Right.
All right, hon, take care.
All right. All right, thank you.
From you again, please.
Jesse.
Oh, you're so welcome.
And you can we repost the show right away.
After.
It might take a few minutes, but you can re-watch the show after we repost it. It might take a few minutes, but it will be there.
This was my situation and my card. I would feel very comforted.
Okay, good.
Yeah, but it's got to suck with him on no cards and whatnot.
I know.
And, you know, the legal system.
Well,
just sit there.
To me,
just sit there and wait.
To me,
yeah.
The legal system is like dealing with the mafia. Well, I'm sorry to say that.
And the courts are always backed up.
Well, and if is the judge having a good day?
Did he go out last night and bring him up? I think we
did. And, you know, legal system, I think it's as fair as you can get. But, you know, it's only going to be so fair.
Yeah.
You know, especially if you're a peon, you walk in there without a lawyer. They respect lawyers. The judge is a lawyer. He's got a bar. Yeah. He's passed a bar somewhere.
He said something like, he's basically representing himself.
He's doing the
best
he can.
Someone, but because of what it was, the situation was weird.
Well, he seems sharp.
He does.
He doesn't seem like he's a dummy.
Probably after 5 years, he's like, okay, I'm going to do
it. Yeah, and you know what? If you got, we've seen it. People, there's a certain finite amount of money, property, or whatever. And if two sides get a bunch of lawyers involved, there's nothing left for the winner.
Right.
It really is. It's terrible. But it is what it is. All right.
Well, I have faith in Damien and his cause.
Yeah, and he comes here a lot.
Yeah.
And he'll let us know. He'll give us updates. And the best thing he should do.
Yeah.
And we're almost at Huntsville, or we pretty much are. So we're going to remind show is for entertainment and informational purpose. Enjoys himself.
And that's so people don't run out and make radical choices based on a reading. Because readings do fluctuate to a certain extent. I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, you didn't interrupt me. I didn't say anything. I just laughed at that. So
because others around you are making choices about their lives.
Mm-hmm.
Their choices can impact your life. Meantime,
right?
You know,
I mean, it's like a domino effect. There's some weird thing over here that happened that is not connected to anybody, but the little domino effect somehow it does come back and affect you down the road. It's really bizarre. It could make you just your brain explode if you think about all these
butterfly
possibilities for the
butterfly
future.
Effect.
Yeah, I have to go back
that
and
movie,
do that. Yeah.
I can't do it. I can't watch it.
No,
I watched it once.
Sad.
It is all sad. It's 100% sad, but it makes you think like, never say I want to go back in time.
No, you never know. All right, bring us
forward. All right, okay,
we're going
to this will be fun. This shall be fun because I don't even look on the internet because our next caller is all ones.
Ooh, here we go.
Which is Skype, folks, all ones.
Yes.
Well, hi. Hello. How you doing? It's Melissa.
Hey.
I love doctors.
Melissa.
A very familiar voice.
Yes, it's good to talk to you.
How are you doing, my dear?
Oh, wonderful show.
We love hearing from you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, what brings you to us? What can we do for you?
Yes, thank you. Yes, doctor. So right on, I spoke to you a few weeks ago, and you were right on target when you said, I'm so picky. So the gentleman, you said about the gentleman, perhaps he will be coming, and he did give me a response last week, and I just thought about him. I'm like, oh my God, these love doctors are just amazing. They told me it came in, and it just happened. And I want to ask you.
Yes, go ahead. I'm all ears.
Yeah, all ears.
So he said within 2 to 3 months, looking at the flight, but when do you see it? When do you see him coming? And then what do you see on the purpose of him coming? And of course, we're talking, but I just want some more details, please.
Hey, all right. I'll do my very best for you.
You're so cute.
Please.
Yes. How's work doing?
I'm still working, have a job, and I'm trying to be a positive, not to be toxic, because we all need a job.
Yeah.
We do. That is a fact. You are correct, my dear.
So work is going well.
Your work, it's going well.
And you're physically in the workplace. You're not working remotely.
Yeah, I'm physically working. We still wear masks and maintain our distance and still have to be clean. And just stay focused and be nice to everybody, do the job. And that's pretty much it. I don't have any problems. at this time with my job. Thank God.
Good.
Yes, I concur. Thank God.
Yes. Now, Melissa, looking at your cards, what I'm getting is you wanted to know what would be the purpose of his visit.
Yep.
And I feel now, I'm going to try to explain this carefully to you. I feel the purpose of his visit is yes to come and see you. Now, you both are not exclusive at this point. So I do feel there's someone else that he is likely going to make a visit to, you know, have a visit with.
Is it planned?
Not yet, but it could be a relative, an old friend. I mean, not figuring like.
Nothing clandestine or underhanded.
No.
Okay.
But bear in mind that he's coming to, well, check you out. What would be the way to put this? To see if the connection.
I don't know the word.
Is it really just, is it really the chemistry?
Yeah, I think so.
Then that's 100% normal.
Yes, and people like me who are with the 90-day fiancé and all that, the single life, you know that when you can have these long-distance email and phone conversations,
I agree.
That you really don't know how it's going to gel until you're face-to-face.
There's a certain point where you have to do that thing.
Yeah.
There is, unless you live in really, like, gaga land fantasy.
I think he's going to be quite smitten with you in person. And but he's not going to be too showy.
Open.
Like, he's going to be more reserved, but once he goes back to where he's from, he's going to lavish you with compliments and how he thinks you are. And that's basically what I see here. And it is on the up and up. That's what Jim wants.
That's the biggest thing, because it's like, all this sounds great, but you worry about things that sound great.
Right.
Okay. So that's the biggest part. This is not too good to be.
He will go forward with you in a romantic way as far as you allow him to.
Okay.
And if you feel a reservation that maybe it's not quite the time to consummate your relationship.
Or whatever you think that means.
Yeah. Consummation.
Right. Crawl under the sack. Whatever you think that means to take it to the next level.
Well, she doesn't have to do anything she doesn't want to do.
No, right. Exactly. Whatever you think that means, you don't have to take the next level if you're not ready. Right?
Yeah.
Right.
You're bloody well right.
But I think he cares for her more than he's letting on even at this point. So that's what I perceive for you, Melissa. And it looks very good.
Good.
And try not to get too many preconceived ideas. Oh, he's going to come here and be disappointed in me. Or, you know, you might be disappointed in him.
Yeah. You know, and that's easy for us to say, but it's hard, though, isn't it? Do your best. Do the best. You can't make shut your brain down, but do your best.
Did you see a time frame?
I think it is. Okay.
Stand by.
We're in April. Let me see. I'm going to try my best, but time frames can be very flexible.
Yeah, it's very fluid, isn't it?
Yeah, it varies. That's the word I wanted. So we're in April. I think by July.
Yeah.
Did you feel that too? Yeah, we're feeling July.
Mm-hmm.
Possibly into August.
Yeah.
But a lot is going to depend now on this new COVID strain that...
Are you going to manifest this into killing the whole earth?
No, but
I'm
saying
about it so much.
We have to be prepared. It alters our life as we live it.
I think after two, we're kind of prepared after the first one and the second one. The strain.
Right.
I just
and
don't.
The ninth one.
I don't want her to be disappointed.
Oh, I got you for travel stuff.
Yeah.
Roger that. I understand.
Yeah.
She's right.
So...
Yep.
All right, Melissa, we have now your angel card.
Stand by for your angel card reading, my dear.
Okay, Melissa.
Yep, you there?
Yes.
You're not going to like it.
No? Why?
It's patience.
Oh, we don't like patience.
Nobody likes patience.
We hate patience.
Yep.
I used to tell my daughters that patience was a virtue, and I hate it.
That's the Bible.
Archangel Jophiel, patience. Your dreams are blooming more rapidly than you realize. Still, they need nurturing and patience.
So you got to let it come when it's going to come.
You got to let them cook. Marinate.
Yeah. Yeah, he's still kind of a raw turkey.
Yep, pretty much.
So we don't want to eat a raw turkey.
That would kill us, yeah. Just to let you know.
Unless you're trying to go on a diet or something. Oh, and have
I had a quick question on that, please.
Yes.
So you're seeing me as the female in his next chapter?
Oh, yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Oh, yes. All right, yes.
Oh, my
but
gosh.
Bear in mind. The two of you are at a fragile place in your relationship.
Yeah.
Because that...
It's so new.
When you are physically face-to-face.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he may have habits that make you crazy,
cringe.
Like
yeah.
Picking his nose
yeah.
or, you know.
I mean, the internet is a great thing that has brought people the possibilities to come together.
Yeah.
But then these people also are... They just type what they want to type.
Yeah.
You don't know anything about them.
Everybody's on their best behavior.
Well, of course, like a date, but they even hide like the little physical nicks or maybe the accents
yeah.
or the strange stares. So just
because you see a cute guy across the street doesn't know he like lives in his basement with his mom.
It's okay to be optimistic, but
yeah,
bear in mind all these things could not work out in the long run.
Yeah,
but
trust your own judgment when you meet.
Trust your gut.
Yeah, if it's too blah, you don't want blah.
Exactly.
Yeah, you want with sparkle and a crackle and,
a
you know.
Sparkle, exactly.
And you could say, well, it was nice meeting you. And then
yeah.
you can go back and think about it later. You don't have to make a decision right there on the spot necessarily,
that's right.
right?
And I'm not trying to set you up for
not
disappointment.
Right.
No.
No. We've made no judgments here. We're just saying that is going to be a crucial moment in your relationship.
I think it's going to be 100% your decision.
The
yeah.
best thing to do in life, easier said than done, is hope for the best but plan for the worst.
I think he's very serious and he wants a future, long-term mate.
Right.
He wants to have a nice, secure stable.
And he could be
home.
Just as cautious as
yeah,
anybody
and
else.
I think he is.
And she saw that, so
yeah.
it's okay. So let us know what happens, though.
Oh, Melissa,
yes.
please.
Keep us in the loop.
Yes, you must call and
yes,
let
definitely.
Us know. All right, hon.
Definitely.
You take care.
Yeah.
Have a great week, and we will talk to you
soon. And we love our Skypers.
Yes, we do. All right. Thank you, and we need to move on, don't we?
We need to move on, but we also want to remind everybody two things.
Yeah.
To call in, you must know that number. Look at me jumping around. 646-595-4274. That's the number to call in. And just a reminder, if there's any international folks out there listening, you can Skype in. You don't have to have a cell phone set up with an international plan.
Oh, that's true.
You can go to Skype. Yeah, there's an international fee, but it's not getting anywhere near what it'd be to have an international plan on your phone.
No, it's like pennies.
It's pennies for domestic, and it's going to be a few more pennies, but... Just throwing that out there for you folks. All right. Shall we go to the next caller? And I think we shall. That is area code 574, the state of Indiana. 574,
Indiana.
Welcome to the second local
show. Hi, Indiana. Welcome to the show. Who are we speaking to?
My name's Billy, and I'll tell you this. I've grown corn a long time in my life right there. And once you grow corn, you get some patience there. And I had a lot of patience with this sugar. I had a lot of patience with it. And I tell you what, you never read nothing that was accurate on me.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, well, maybe your book is wrong that you're reading from when you read it. That maybe it's a little bit not accurate. Yeah, maybe it didn't cover everybody in the planet, Nate. Hey, I've grown a lot of corn, I got planted.
Well,
and it never stops growing. It goes on.
I have driven through Indiana a lot and have seen a lot of corn, but I have a feeling that he has been departed.
We were having trouble deciphering.
There was a lot... We had to go to mute because there was a lot of issues here. Remember, one thing the folks have to remember is when you're on your phone, we're on another computer through the internet with all this talk travels through. So
Also, you make choices from day to day.
Mm-hmm.
I perceive what I'm capable of seeing. But a lot of times those perceptions will change.
Right.
As you change, as our lives change.
Yeah. You're not wearing some kind of weird cape and a hat trying to pretend to be some kind of gypsy or anything like that.
But he made a very good point about patience. True. Growing corn will take patience.
Now, farmers know all about patience.
They do.
And they know all about disappointment because they're at the mercy of God and Mother Nature.
Your carrots don't grow.
Oh, I know.
Yes, and we all know about corn. Living in Minnesota, plenty of corn in all the states in Minnesota, especially southern Minnesota, and all the states around us, Iowa. I remember driving so many times. When you see all those cornfields?
I know.
It's almost hypnotizing. It puts you to sleep.
And plus, another thing I need to mention to everyone, every now and then somebody will turn up for me that is unreadable.
Right.
They may have the mind of a scientist. Those people are extremely difficult because they are dealing in science and facts. There are others who will refute anything they are given that is of, say, a spiritual or a intuitive.
Exactly. They just cannot be read.
It's terrible. It's like anything in life when you're out there. People, when you go to try to buy a car, you know, there's so many good car salesmen out there, but there's so many bad ones that it ruins the spoiled apples. Ruin a bunch. So you assume they all suck.
Right.
People are trying to help people with card reading and intuitiveness.
We have to remember to stay humble because we are not godlike. We don't have all the answers.
We're the opposite, aren't we? We're like little infant children compared to the higher powers. Whatever your higher power is, whatever it is.
I give to callers and my what spirit gives me.
True.
So, and I'm sorry that it didn't work well for that gentleman. Maybe he's been in the cornfield too long.
Hopefully not children.
Oh, yeah. That's bad.
That's such an old movie. Probably half the people here have never seen it.
We watched another movie where they got lost in the cornfield.
That's very common.
Went back in time. And each time a new person came to the cornfield, like, it was many different people. And it was awful. It was awful.
Corn is used a lot because of how tall it grows.
It is. And it was, I think it's like another dimension.
It grows how tall it grows. Remember, wasn't that part of the Field of Dreams? Didn't he walk through the corn stuff? And all of a sudden, it was like, holy goat ear. And I got a bunch of ballplayers from the 1920s or 30s or whatever it was.
Goat
ear. All right. I'm going to
take somebody from the
future or the whatever it is that
the Facebook Live folks, I have not been communicating with them. But hey, Deb, you said you wanted to talk about something. Maybe now instead at the end, you should do so.
Right now.
Let's do it. Everybody else, stand by with your questions and your calls.
Well, the control room is.
Yeah.
It's a technical world we live in.
All right. I want to teach you a healing method. It's worked amazing wonders for me. It was something I learned. I went to a metaphysical university, and I was learning all different types of healing methods and, you know, other methodologies.
They're supposed to teach you those things. That's
yes,
good.
And
that's
they
very
did.
Good.
Well, here is the healing, and I'll tell you, this caused me to sob my heart out. See how it works with you.
Sure.
I would love to get feedback from everyone. First of all, I'd like you to think of a memory you have that when you happen to think of it, it causes you emotional pain.
Hmm.
You know, it's a healed wound. For me, that when I was 7, had my mother up against the wall. And he was choking her. And when I ran over and I was trying to pull him off of her, he backhanded me all the way across that room. I mean, I went flying. And this has been a memory that's bothered me even now, even after he's passed. And my professor gave this to me. She said, what I want you to do is go back in and relive that memory. See it, feel it, hear your mother crying. And then I want you to rewrite this memory. I want you to take yourself, put your arms around your father and say, please, Daddy, don't do this. And then you have releasing your mother, putting his arms around you and your mom, and saying, I don't want to love you. I love you. And, oh, my God, like even I don't want to cry. But it brought healing to that moment. Now when I think back, I'm not so upset because I rewrote the ending. You can ask right now there, Jimbo.
Okay, all right. I get that. But this is about something that's not alive anymore. Does this work for a memory with a person that's still alive that bad, that is there?
Oh, definitely.
How?
Okay, like, let's say you're...
What if your dad was still alive that did all that?
And what?
How does that rewrite that if he's still alive? I'm just curious.
It would rewrite it to the point that I would likely be able to have a healthy conversation with him.
Or just my...
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Just because, I mean, it makes 100% so... I'm just curious if this person's hugging you and that when you rewrite it, it's like, but then that person's... There.
Well, imagine if you've had... have a boyfriend or girlfriend.
Okay.
And years go by, but you never get over that pain when you think about Bob or Susie.
Got it.
You know, and you were so hurt that the anger and the pain...
Or whatever. Some kind of...
comes. But what if you could rewrite it?
Okay.
Where
you could literally say, a dream, you could go back, and that would be kind of like how you...
a little movie in your mind.
And it didn't really happen, but in yourself, it would start to heal. I like it.
What
I'm doing it.
Yeah, what I would do is I would have Susie and Bob meet, and they, you know, what do you call that? They confront each other.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, like, canoodle.
No. No. They just have,
like an intervention or something like that?
Okay.
Maybe. Intervention, not about drugs.
And if
or
I'm
something.
Susie, I would look at him and say, you hurt me very badly. It took me a long time to get over this.
And then do I get to kick him in the balls or what?
I don't know if that really works.
I would feel better.
I don't
about
think
this.
She wants to take it to the physical revenge scene.
I would want to kick him.
I was just curious.
I would have him say, please forgive me. I'm sorry that I was so immature or selfish or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And then I would put my arms around him and say, Bob, I do forgive you.
I would need to have a little bit more detail.
You have to go more. You can do it.
I have to be in depth.
Yeah.
Really.
I guess it's situational. Every person's going to have
it
a different situation on the depth they need and the level they need, right?
You know what? I'm really sorry. And I'm like, and? Like, it doesn't feel like this is going anywhere for me.
Yeah. I guess every person's got to figure out that point, I guess, where it works for them, right?
I think so.
Who taught you that?
It was... and the
universe,
from,
that thing you were doing?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was the University of Metaphysical Sciences. Mm-hmm. And I, what?
No, go ahead, finish what I got.
Okay, I spent like 3 years going to and learned things that were beyond my comprehension from before.
Right.
But if anybody's ever interested, it's an excellent, excellent online university.
Yeah.
Station. Out of, I think it's Minnesota and California. Anyway, what do you got for me?
Well, I'm working on it, but right. First of all, let's take a look.
Try working with that.
Keep doing that.
Especially when you've had a really traumatic childhood.
Right.
I saw something today that really touched me. I mean, it ran deep. I read the people who find peace to be boring are people who were raised in an extremely chaotic environment.
Right.
And that can be another thing that you could work on for healing.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So.
I don't have an actual reading request, but we've been talking with Helen forever.
Yes.
And she isn't a lot of her cool period dancing parties and stuff like that.
Oh, listen to this. Helen.
All right,
this is a big one. This is bringing her to our country.
Okay.
I think so. I don't know. Maybe it's over there. I've entered a contest at Viva Las Vegas.
Okay.
I had this in picture, and I've just been informed that I've got in the lineup of the ladies' authentic original vintage swimmer competition.
Cool.
I don't know what period that is. celebrate me strutting my stuff on Sunday, April 17th at the Tiki Pool Party in Vegas.
I think she's going to Las Vegas.
I want to know about that. Tell us, Helen. It could be. It could.
What day?
April
17th.
It could be something
it could
there.
Be the UK
it could
whatever.
Be something UK. Let
You're
us
right.
know. Helen's
we
here
must
live.
No.
She's been doing this hardcore and has been doing.
Oh.
She's been advancing, even overcoming COVID with all this mm-hmm. crap. Because that COVID usually shut that stuff right down, but they haven't survived.
I wonder what she wants to know.
Well, she didn't want to know.
She wants a reading on that.
She was telling us, and I asked her if she would like a reading on that.
Oh, I wrote it down. We need to know.
She gives us updates all the time on the cool stuff. And then kind of remember during the COVID highlight, I kind of go like, now it's kind of blown up again. So we shall see. Helen.
God, well, I know concerts and stuff will come back.
She's been around with us. She was one of the original.
Yeah.
Oh,
UK
very.
Original,
yes.
Way before a lot of. Our other UK
might
folks.
Have been the first one.
Might have been.
Yeah.
One or two.
I actually follow a
Now, here's the cool thing about this method. If you have to go take, like, the bar exam or a big, some kind of big test, or you're in a contest, contests are kind of a little bit difficult because there's so many variables.
Yeah, you're right. Contest is worse than the test, right?
Years and years ago, our social group tried to see how I could do with, say, betting on football games. And
oh, obviously, you sucked.
I got 65%, right, but that's not really enough. Yeah, 65.
I'd be okay with 65%.
Of the winning.
Anything above 55, I'd be okay with it.
It was
it's going to take a long time to build. I'd be okay with 65. But anyway, let's go on. Now, but I drool.
I'll try it for you sometime.
Oh, my God.
I didn't feel that was enough.
I don't feel like that's enough either. I'm not going to bet at like
all
$100.
You got to get – I'll explain betting to you a little bit. 65, it's going to take you forever, but 65 is all right.
Helen, remember, you're going to be in competition. These other – and it's a woman's thing, right?
Isn't it was. Well, she's been – I don't think it's even a competition. She's actually going to be in the lineup of the authentic, you know, way back to things they were back in the days, back in the 40s.
I saw it kind
you
of
know what they were back in the
yeah.
40s with Greta Garbo. Well, I don't know if it was Greta Garbo, Rita Hayworth.
When they had to wear
the one-piecers, yeah. But they were not bad one-piecers. But all right, let's hear what she says. Is actually in our Las Vegas.
Cool. Oh, neat.
Remember Elvis? Viva
Las
Vegas.
Vegas. Yeah.
All right.
Awesome.
It's the 40s original bikini, which was, oh, it's actually the first bikinis probably way
awesome.
Back in the day when people like.
With the boobies.
And it is a competition.
Yep.
All right, now. Helen.
Which was
yeah.
My son's great-grandma's. It was actually, it's an original one from the time.
Jeez.
Okay, now I'm going to
cool.
give you some inside information.
Oh.
All right. Remember, these other women are not your friends. They are your competitors. So they may try to, you know, what is it? They will try to psych you out, you know, saying something or...
They're all your competition. Know your enemy.
You got to see this as kind of like a... You can be very nice, but be Switzerland. And your cards are saying, wear your hair and makeup in the style of the 40s.
Yeah.
All right. That's going to be very important.
I would bring a friend, too, just to let you know. I feel very
well, sick. I don't bet she won't go
she
alone.
She ain't
going
alone.
Okay, good. Just saying.
Okay, well, join us again so we can give you more intel. All right, I know.
Well, I don't think we can, do you?
I can do one.
Okay, I'm going to do a quick, clear.
All right, hurry. Yeah.
I'm going to do a quick angel
yeah.
card. It is clear your face, Archangel Jophiel. Get rid of clutter, clear the energy around you, and use feng shui. I think that's not just the space around you, that's the space in your head. Be, live, eat, breathe, everything, because that's just in 2 weeks.
If they were wearing Cuban heels back then, find a pair out of a thrift store or...
I went on Amazon and got an authentic pair.
Shut it down.
All right.
We got to shut it down. We got 5 minutes left. No, not shut it down. We shut it off. Then we got
to
squeeze
Helen, in. We got to talk to you before
we gotta
the go.
We
got to
call from 360, State of Washington, 360. Let's rock and roll. We got
all
less than 5 minutes.
Welcome to the show.
Less than 5 minutes.
And who are we
Hi, guys.
To?
My name is Bo. I'm calling you guys because my sister-in-law just hung herself here at this house about 3 months ago, and I was just wondering if maybe she can come through, or if you guys got any message maybe from
Right now, I will try my very best, but I will tell you, in cases of suicide, it can take a while. It's like they go into an
It's like they're in transition, and there's a certain point where she can't really.
Okay. 3 months ago.
Remember? Oh no.
Yeah, 3 months
ago. We talked about recently.
No, her.
So, Bo, where? Who is this person?
Her sister.
She's my sister-in-law.
Yes.
Yeah, my sister-in-law Angie.
Oh.
So remember, they go. And time has no relevance where they are, but I'll tell you, the afterlife. From everything I have seen about it, is a place of love and healing. Mm-hmm. And the religious folks, if you want to get on me, go ahead. But I really don't feel there's a hell
that we get condemned to. Because here's my take on that. If murderers and all that have the chance at the last minute to ask, we never know what other have done at that very moment.
She has joined a male, there's a male person here that she has joined and is feeling very happy. This could have been a passed away brother, grandfather, I mean, friend, but she is with this individual and I see his arms around her.
Oh,
and
good.
There's goodness here. Yeah,
she's not
bad. And you call again and we'll get her to talk to us, okay?
Okay, I will.
Because we got to end the show now.
Please do.
Here is your angel
card.
Right.
Wait, don't go yet.
Your angel card is courage, Archangel Ariel. Courageous and stand up for your beliefs.
Thank you so much.
It's a great way to end the show.
Thanks, ladies.
Yep, you've been great.
And
you're so welcome.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I thought it was somebody else based on the scenario, remember?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right, we are at the about a 3-minute warning. I don't know that we can touch anybody else's call and do them justice with a reading at all.
We probably cannot.
It would be bad to do so.
But remember, those that we can Sunday, because the list tends to get so long, we will often do a Wednesday and or a Friday blog talk show.
Friday's guaranteed. Wednesday, we do what we can do.
A lot of, and this is also for those who are, I've got an itchy nose. You know what that means? It means I'm going to kiss a fool.
You're going to walk up to a mirror.
No, I think I would have to walk up to you. I lost my train of thought. Oh.
That is our 2-minute warning.
International callers, these shows are for you. An overflow of news for the show, Soul Show, where you would be able to call me through Messenger on my Facebook portal. Okay, but you got to be my friend, so get over there and become Deborah Lee's
friend. The
bottom
line is the News for the Soul Show on Monday is so popular. We never get to all the callers ever, even electronic problems. It's so big. So we're trying to expand to help them out.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But that's what it is. It's a continuation of News for the Soul Show. You'll see a link in there that'll take you to News for the Soul.
Yeah, Nicole's got so many followers. It's amazing.
And she's got amazing practitioners.
You gotta check out her site if you haven't. They probably have.
You website could be lost there for days with everything. So, time for Grandma.
Time.
Okay. I always like to end with the words of my wonderful grandmother who taught me this amazing method. And but I know she looks down and smiles with her hat that had the big feather in it. Anyway, she always would say, to dream is to believe. And once you believe, all things are possible. I like that. Take care, everybody. See you soon. Love ya. There's a big kiss for all of you. Take care.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. www.thesoulfoundlines.com. Now let's get back to the show.